Proclamation number 7075, dated the March 28, 1958. Where two or three are gathered. Single quote. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. For every heartfelt thought of me draws me near to you, and therefore you can always be certain of my presence if you make me myself the subject of your conversations and thoughts. But as soon as I am present, you will also be spiritually illuminated by me. Thus you must also always derive a blessing from it which will be beneficially felt by your soul. And thus you should often gather in my name in order to partake of this blessing, for you constantly need my gift of strength which shall help your soul to progress. Admittedly, every individual person can also seek heartfelt union with me by handing himself over to me in thought and thus likewise receive strength in abundance, yet every spiritual conversation is blessed since many souls in the beyond can participate as well and, in turn, spiritually advance themselves. Besides, it also enables me to intervene in such conversations by stirring your thoughts toward questions which occupy the mind of people and the souls in the beyond, which shall be answered to them. You should gather in my name, for by doing so you also prove your love for me, because every person tries to associate with the object of his love. People only rarely have a need to exchange their views in spiritual debates. On the contrary, they anxiously avoid displaying their inner attitude. Spiritual conversations rarely take place, and even less often will people meet for this purpose. And thus they also deny themselves the blessing which they could gain from such meetings. Yet on the other hand, they believe that they comply with their spiritual duty in public meetings. They fail to consider my words, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Single quote. For these words should make all those people reconsider in cases where they believe themselves to have sufficiently addressed their spiritual task by taking part in a church service, where a person can also easily ponder other more worldly thoughts and where a dedication to me or a heartfelt bond with me cannot be spoken of. Time and again I must point out to people that I only value a living faith, that I am not satisfied with pseudo-Christendom. Time and again I must emphasize that I desire to be in contact with every individual person, but that this contact must also be established by every individual person, which he can certainly establish at any time and in any place if this is his serious will and heartfelt desire. Then he will noticeably feel my blessing, and he will feel urged to seek contact with his fellow human beings, precisely in order to discuss what moves him so strongly, because my presence impels him to speak regardless of what happens, because spiritually striving people who are full of love for me will always gather for spiritual exchanges. This promise of mine should also encourage you to test the strength of my name, for if you have faith you will also know that you, in your contact with me, will also have strength at your disposal which you can use again for the benefit of your fellow human beings. As yet your faith is weak, but time and again I remind you humans of my words, and if you think about them seriously you will give even more significance to this promise. You will know that I myself can work through you if you allow my working through the strength of your faith. For where I am present there are no limits to my power, providing that you don't draw limits yourselves through your very weak faith. However, I will bless you so that your strength will grow stronger through these words of mine, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Single quote. And where I am my spirit can work and my love, wisdom and power can be revealed. Amen.